Steve Sansweet collects Star Wars memorabilia, but it's more than a few bits in the living room. It runs to hundreds of thousands of pieces that he keeps in a warehouse he calls Rancho Obi-Wan in California. But recently, he discovered that about 200 grand's worth of pieces have been stolen. Steve, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Could you start by telling us something about your collection? 20 years ago when you started it, did you realize it would end up as huge as it is now?
Well, actually, 40 years ago I started it when Star Wars first came out. And no, I had no idea. I was just blown away by Star Wars. I've been collecting some Japanese rockets and robots, and I started collecting the few things that were first available for Star Wars, and I turned around and I have 400,000 pieces.
My word. And a special warehouse where you have to keep all these various
things. Well, luckily, when I moved up to Northern California to go to work for Lucasfilm in 1996, I found a property with former chicken barns that housed about 25,000 chickens through the 70s. And so I have 10,000 square feet of chicken barns that house the Rancho Obi-Wan, the Star Wars Museum.
Yeah. And I assume it's an ongoing process of collecting. What makes one thing more of a rarity than another thing? Is it that it's from another country or what?
Yeah, I like collecting international items. I like collecting food items, the ephemera that sort of disappears right away, and you can keep the can or the bottle or the box or something, and it says something about the national culture. I mean, you don't find packaged curry balls in Ireland. You do in Japan. So you get different things like that. And my collecting tastes have really sort of moved into the area of art and fan-made objects. Because that's part of the fun of Star Wars, is the whole Star Wars community, the fan community, and they're taking a piece of the action and ownership of Star Wars and then turning it around and doing things with their hands and with their minds.
Mm. And so, as things stand, how many items do you think you have in your collection?
About 400,000 items.
Wow.
And we've been in the Guinness Book since 2014 as having the world's largest collection of Star Wars memorabilia. At that point, we had about 90,000 plus items in the database, but the editor of the book came over from London and saw all the stuff and agreed with me at that time that I had about 300,000 plus items, and we're closer to 400,000 actually.
Now, unfortunately, more recently, it's come down a little in number because of some of the items have been stolen. Could you tell us about what
yes,
was stolen and what the circumstances were?
Well, the circumstances were someone I considered a very good friend for the last 20 years and part of the fan community himself had sort of free reign, free access. A lot of people that I fully trusted did. They would come here. A lot of people would stay with us, share dinner with us, and, you know, poke through the museum and look at things and that they couldn't see elsewhere. And this one guy from across the country near Atlanta, Georgia, decided to help himself to more than 120 items over 4 or 5 different visits starting in late 2015 and going through 2016.
Oh.
And we didn't realize it until early 2017 when he stole a rare prototype from another friend. And the dealer in Southern California said, oh, well, I've been buying a whole bunch of stuff from him. And it was obvious that these were items that were taken from us. We did an inventory, discovered they weren't items that were readily seen. They weren't on the tour that we do. And so they would have been easily missed for quite a while before we would have discovered that they were gone.
Mm. And in terms of value, how much do you estimate they were?
Well, because a lot of them were resold already, he did it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Between the resale of the dealer and an appraisal by one of the top Star Wars appraisers in the country, it's over $200,000 U.S.
Crikey. This chap, though, and you did know this fella for over 20 years.
I knew him well. He was a good friend. He was almost like part of the family. And having to give a police report and then seeing him arrested and then he's out on $25,000 bail. There's two counts against him, felony grand theft, and then another count because the theft is over $100,000. And frankly, he needs to be stopped, and I'm pushing the deputy district attorney for prison time as well as restitution as much as we can get back.
Yeah, and all the items that were taken, have you been able to track any of them down, all of them down?
We've been able to track about half of them down, and the dealer in Southern California is also helping us. And we've already had people who have said, oh, goodness, we didn't know, obviously, nobody knew these were stolen items, and we want to get them back to Rancho Obi-Wan. But, we paid $500, we paid $3,000, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a matter of getting the insurance company, which has been typically for an insurance company very recalcitrant in coming up with the money. We need the money from the insurance company to pay these people for what they paid to get back the stolen merchandise.
It's sad, though, that for something like collecting Star Wars memorabilia, where it's a community, that you have to start being suspicious of people who come into Rancho Obi-Wan.
Well, that's the worst part. That's the most devastating part, was finding that somebody that we trusted implicitly went and did something of this nature and destroyed our trust. Now, it's really important for us to be able to hold the tours that we do. We do 2 to 4 hour tours of the collection, and it's mainly about talking about all the stories behind the objects and everything. We don't want things behind glass. We don't want people to have their hands tied behind them with zip ties. And so, yes, we've instituted some new security measures. We've gotten additional cameras. We have a second person who accompanies the tours, but we're not going to, we can't change the nature of what we do. It wouldn't be fair to fandom, and it wouldn't be fair to me who's put this collection together to share with other people. So I'm not letting this one really bad apple ruin what is and has been sort of the spiritual home for Star Wars collectors.
Steve Sansweet, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.